You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It's 24 minutes to 2 and waiting patiently on the other end of the telephone line. I have Marie from the Visitor Information Centre. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hello, Johnny. Hi to all the listeners out there.
How are you today? Good?
I am very good, thank you.
That was a great photo in the paper during the week.
Ah, thank you.
No worries at all.
Of course, you're talking about the person standing beside me.
No worries.
Not myself.
Fantastic. No worries at all. Hey, we've got a pretty big weekend coming up, I believe.
Yeah, it's a very exciting weekend, particularly because we're seeing the return of a couple of types of events that we haven't had for quite a long time. So. Which is, you know, it's just exciting to finally get back to doing some of those, things that, we've missed and loved and enjoy. So we're kicking off, of course, with live theatre, live and locally produced and local talent. And that's the initial stages with their presentation of that much-loved musical, Chicago. Happening at Westside, and it's on again tonight at 7:30, and then two performances tomorrow at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. But all some of those great, well-known hits that come from Chicago, you know, it's one of Broadway's most popular musicals, and been playing in the world's major theatres for years and years. But we remember All That Jazz and Roxy, just as a couple of those. But, some fantastic local young talent, because, of course, this is initial stages, so it is the youth. Some great names lined up there, including Emma Pomeroy and Tom Nethersole, Maddie Cartwright, Digby Bunnett. So lots of, local kids giving it a go, and just as good as the grown-ups, of course.
Of course.
What they do, and I'm hearing some great reviews for this one. It's very popular. So make sure you do get onto Riverlink's box office and book your tickets so you don't turn up and be disappointed.
Absolutely, yep.
Mm. Now, Spring Nats is happening this weekend. It's not spring, it is summer, but Spring Nats has been deferred a few times through COVID, and would normally happen in November, but they've managed to finally get it happening this weekend at the Shepparton Showgrounds, and action kicks off tonight at 5 p.m. Of course, Spring Nats is a great event for all the motoring enthusiasts out there, and lots of popular events throughout the weekend, including Saturday and Sunday. And they do go into Saturday night as well, so the nighttime vibe is pretty good. All the burnouts, the go-to-o, the grab a flag, there'll be a show and shine. Of course, there is also a street parade. There's unveilings of new vehicles, street cruises, Autocana, and lots of things happening over the weekend. So you can get along to the showgrounds. Good idea to get your tickets before you turn up if you can. Otherwise, you'll be having to get them at the gate and might be disappointed there as well. Admission prices start around $10 for children for a single session. You can go right up to $80 for a full weekend pass for adults, and there are family passes available as well for Spring Nats this weekend.
Absolutely fantastic, Marie. I'm looking forward to that one, being a bit of a car nut. Yeah, exactly.
Mm. It will be a bit of a vibe around town, and great to see some activity and lots of visitors here for that one.
For sure.
Yeah, hopefully those visitors get a chance to head on down to the Emerald Bank Market on Sunday as well. The weekly market is happening from 8:30 till 1:30. It's just a gold coin donation to wander on in there and explore some of the stalls with food, crafts and giftware. Lots of great fresh produce at farm gate prices, particularly this time of year where we're in full harvest mode. While you're down in that part of the world, in Cryella, pedal carts are heading to Cryella on Sunday. So if you've been to the market, you can call in then to Cryella Lakes Village Green and have a go. Well, the kids can have a go because it's limited to the up to 18-year-olds on the inflatable track pedal around with the pedal carts. It is great fun. It's been happening all around different places through the Activities in the Park program, and it's free, so even better.
Sounds like a huge amount of fun, I reckon. What if they take big kids like me?
No, sorry, Johnny. You can only go and watch. You can take someone else's kids along. But
absolutely.
What you could participate in, Johnny, is the Moving Art Roundup. It's finishing this weekend. Sunday is the last chance to round up those cows. So There's a bit of a puzzle sheet. It is available in the visitor centre or also on the Visit Shepparton website with lots of clues for you to solve as you hunt down the cows in the herd at various places around Greater Shepparton. And if you get those entry forms in by Sunday, there's the opportunity to win one of 10 $50 vouchers from different local attractions and businesses. So, yeah, there's a bit of fun to be having, and it's free as well.
Yeah, $50 is not to be sneezed at. That's a great prize.
It is, yeah, and there's some really fun things that the vouchers comprise. Of course, the Visitor Information Centre has lots more information about things coming up to see and do. You know, we are conscious it's one more week of school holidays and parents might be tearing their hair out wondering, what do we do with these kids?
Yep.
So the Visitor Centre would love to help you out with some ideas of, yeah, ways to keep them entertained. And you can drop in and see us every day, including Saturdays and Sundays from 9 till 5. Otherwise, give us a call, 5832 9330. Or look us up on the web or the socials. Visit Shepparton is our tag, or visitshepparton.com.au on the website.
No worries, and if you're new, if you're up for Spring Nats, call into Sam and have a look.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yep, open all weekend.
No worries at all, Marie. Thank you very much. Sounds like an absolutely awesome weekend coming up for everybody here in Shepparton. So thank you very much. Look forward to having a chat next week.
For sure. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Marie. Bye-bye for now. There we go, Marie from the Visitors Information Centre. Gee, it's a big weekend coming up, and Spring Nats are back, and the theatre, and my crikeys, lots and lots of activities. I reckon that hunting down the cows one sounds like a lot of fun too. You need to get in the car and tour around, do a little bit of a tour around the area and find the clues and see if you can find those cows. I reckon it'd be absolutely great fun.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819. 1FM sponsor.
Hey, it's Elise Perry here for the McGrath Foundation. This summer, we're encouraging you to get out and host a Pink Stumps Day cricket match and raise much-needed funds for the McGrath Foundation. With your help, no one misses out on the care of a McGrath breast care nurse. When you register, you can receive a set of pink stumps or a kit for your match. Plus, by fundraising at your event, you can go into the draw to win some fantastic prizes. To register, visit pinkstumpsday.com.au.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or pre-arrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
Ellis Yarns and More is the Goulburn Valley's home of all things knitting, crochet and more. We have the area's largest range of yarn and anything else you might require to finish that special project. We can give you free advice and help with patterns, and we will not be beaten on price. Come in and see us at Unit 10, 69 McLennan Street, Maroopna, opposite the Water Tower. Visit our website, ellisyarnsandmore.com. Give us a call on 0491 011 105 or find us on Facebook at Ellis Yarns and More.
Station sponsor.
A 1FM community service announcement.
Nominations are now open for the 2022 Greater Shepparton Volunteer Recognition Awards. The 2022 award categories are Young Volunteer 12 to 25, Adult Volunteer 26 and over, The Volunteer Team, a group of two or more people, Long-Serving Volunteer with 15 years or more service, a pandemic response individual and a pandemic response group or organisation. Those volunteer awards nominations close on Friday the 25th of January. An award presentation will be held during National Volunteer Week in May. The Volunteer Recognition Awards nominate forms, guidelines and eligibility criteria can be found on the Greater Shepparton City Council, getting tongue-tied there, Greater Shepparton City Council's website at greatershepparton.com.au, and you can navigate through community, neighbourhoods, awards to the volunteer awards. And this has been a community service announcement on Live and Local 1FM.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.